One of the most obvious and delicious signs of immigration to Philadelphia is the city's increasingly diverse food scene. Philly has long been a global crossroads, and so has its cuisine. Two West Philadelphia cooks have been tracing global migrations around their dinner table and inviting anyone to join them. Jen Kinney of WHYY.org's Things to Do reports.
It's pretty standard for radio reporters to begin an interview by asking people what they had for breakfast. Here's the response I got from Francis Rose Subiando last week.
Dosas, which is a South Indian crepe pancake made from rice and lentils with some garlic chard and dal.
Most people tell me they just had coffee.
We are not most people about the breakfast department.
Francis Rose and her partner Acorn Swigum are really passionate about connecting people with ethically sourced food and one another. They turn produce that would otherwise go to waste into free meals for community meetings and people in need. And they started Kea's for Kitchen, a sprawling little business where they teach cooking classes, work as private chefs, and sell prepared foods like gluten-free sourdough. Here's Acorn Swigum.
We make it, we consult about it, we talk about it, we eat it. It's delicious.
Tonight, they're prepping a meal they call Family Dinner. Every few weeks, for a sliding scale donation, anyone can make a reservation and sit down for a feast around their dining room table. It started when Acorn and Francis Rose launched their business and asked friends, when it comes to food, what do you need? Their answer?
You know, we all eat out. We have, you know, money in our budget to eat out. We'd love to eat at your house. And so that was how it started. I mean, we didn't even used to tell people what we were having for dinner. It was just come over.
For the past few months, though, Family Table has become a more deliberate tour of culinary anthropology. Starting in Sicily and spiraling around the globe, each dinner focuses on a regional cuisine. The most recent leg has traced the movement of West African food traditions across the Atlantic, through the Caribbean, to the United States.
We're traveling the world around our dining room table, allowing us to kind of feel into the migrations, both forced and chosen, of plants, animals, people, cultures, cooking techniques, and kind of feeling those morph as the ocean was crossed.
This week, they've landed here at home, but not the Philadelphia of today. We're going to colonial Philadelphia, Creole Philadelphia, an idea popularized by food historian Jessica Harris.
In the 18th century, Philly was a shipbuilding capital of the 13 colonies, which meant like lots of ships, both slave and trade, coming from Africa, coming from the Caribbean. So these foodways, these ingredients, these flavors, they all came too.
Tonight's menu includes pepper pot soup, a dish with Caribbean roots that was once served in Philly's market stalls. Francis Rose and Acorn's take on the dish is inspired by historic recipes they dug up in their research. And it features pig trotter. That's the foot. Also on the table?
There's some soft wheat biscuits coming out, callaloo and okra.
This is baked plantain.
Up to 13 people can fit around the table at a family dinner, and everyone is welcome.
The family meal is a beautiful thing. It can be a beautiful thing. For many people, it has a traumatic history or there's triggers about it, but to actually be able to come together in a loving space and share and eat and slow down is really special.
Who comes to our dinners? Our friends, our family, people we meet in the city who are excited about the idea of the thing.
The next Family Table event is on August 4th and will feature homemade cheesesteaks with grass-fed beef. You can find details about how to make a reservation at our website and also learn about other events this week, including Outdoor Shakespeare, Star Wars with a live score by the Philadelphia Orchestra, and a music festival just for children. That's Kidcella at Smith Playground tomorrow afternoon. Here's their headliner, Shine and the Moonbeams. Get the details for all of these events and more online at WHYY.org.